This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
I'm here with Alona Doherty, the executive director of Apathy is Boring. It is a national youth-led coalition or organization that mobilizes youth to get out and vote in the elections. What is your take on the on Monday's federal election?
Well, we worked really hard to engage youth and get out the youth vote throughout the campaign, and we were pretty happy with our campaign and the number of young people we were able to reach. We had about 78,000 young people who pledged to vote through our work, so we're happy about that. And we know that there's definitely a lot more work that needs to be done in terms of mobilizing and engaging young people.
Now, how did it change from the last federal election? Like, I know just the voter percentage or the voter turnout increased a little bit, but did you see any increase in youth turning up to vote?
Well, we're not going to know for a while because Elections Canada likely won't release information about the youth vote until probably December or January. But what we do know is the overall voter turnout didn't go up that much, and I would hazard a guess that likely youth voter turnout did not go up very much either.
Here at Apathy is Boring, what do you think the reason was for the reason that youth didn't show up to vote, like maybe in past elections, not the last election, but in the past?
Well, this is a 40-year trend that voter turnout has been going down, and I think that in order to reverse that trend, it really takes a major cultural shift. We need to start kind of having the politics of engagement be what is leading the political campaigns for all parties, rather than just encouraging existing voters to get out and vote. So I think there's some major shifts that we need to make, and one election campaign won't do that. It's a longer term, I guess, change that we need to work on.
Do you see youth being turned away from politics because it has become kind of an old man's sport, or that image of old men fighting at the House of Commons and not being very inclusive to young Canadians?
The main reason why young people don't vote is because they don't know who their candidates are and they don't know a lot about the political parties. So it's less about what's going on in the House of Commons and more about the fact that young people just don't feel connected to federal politics. So that, I think, is really the shift that needs to happen, is young people need to feel like what is being discussed in Ottawa is actually relevant to their lives.
What are some of the issues that that are relevant to youth?
Well, I don't think it's issue specific. I think all issues are youth issues. I think it's about candidates and MPs actually going and talking to young people where they are outside of election time and really helping young people understand what the role of a member of parliament is and the fact that MPs are there to work for youth.
Right. Now, do you see any candidates in any party across Canada that actually have, or candidates or actually MPs that have been elected that are reaching out to youth?
Well, I think every single political party has work to do on this front. I don't think during this campaign we saw any of the parties significantly mobilizing young people. I think that we all in Canada need to learn lessons around the use of social media and actually how to share a message and create dialogue through technology. But we also need to learn lessons about being on the ground and reaching out to young people in person.
Do you find this just a trend in federal politics, or is it also in provincial and municipal politics as well?
Well, we saw some really interesting stuff during the mayoral race in Calgary, and I think that was really inspiring to see the use of social media, but also a really effective ground game to get young people mobilized. But yeah, I think on provincial municipal level, there's definitely a lot of lessons to be learned as well.
So you're speaking about Naheed Nenshi, the current mayor, the mayor that was just elected in Calgary?
Yeah, there were definitely some interesting things that happened during that campaign.
Mm-hmm. You see more candidates using social media to connect with youth, because obviously that is a main, a main way to get in touch with youth through Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely see more candidates using social media, but whether they're changing their message and they're really creating a space for a dialogue with young people and creating an opportunity for people to ask them questions and kind of have an honest dialogue. I'm not sure if that's happening, and that's really when I think social media becomes effective.
And here at Apathy is Boring, you also use social media to try to connect with young voters. Now, how were you able to do that during this past federal election?
Well, we had a very active Facebook event called I Will Vote, where we had 78,000 young people who pledged to vote. And we also, beyond that, were able to reach, you know, thousands and thousands of young people and get them the information they needed to know about how to vote. So basic info about how to vote, but also unbiased political party platforms. So just providing accessible information to these young people in a way that was engaging. So we were pretty excited about that.
Right, and Rick Mercer from the CBC also, you know, had a rant at the beginning of the campaign about getting youth out to vote, and that seemed to spawn all these vote mobs that were taking place on campuses across the country.
Yeah, so I think the challenge with the vote mobs was that they were really engaging already engaged youth, and they were also engaging youth on campus. And the word youth is not synonymous with students. And I think we need to really remember that and be aware that that we need to reach out to unengaged youth, and we need to make sure that we're reaching out to people who've never voted before and youth who may not be engaged already in their communities.
Now, is it up to other youth to maybe, I mean, youth maybe at universities, on campuses, to go out maybe to high schools, to kids that are, you know, about to become the age, voting age, to reach out and kind of teach them?
Yeah, definitely peer-to-peer outreach is the most effective thing we can do. But we also need to look at, there's a lot of research that's been done around mobilization techniques and how to get young people engaged in the political system and democratic process. We need to look to that research. We need to look to the experts in this field, to academics and to those who work on the electoral systems, and really build on their expertise. And that, I think, was one of my frustrations during this campaign. There's a lot of people who kind of appear during an election campaign and try to mobilize the youth vote without really basing what they're doing on the experience that exists in Canada around this issue.
Do you see there being a problem with our electoral system? The fact that, you know, people, I mean, some youth may be discouraged because they know if they're just putting a vote out there, they may think it doesn't matter because maybe the Liberal candidate or the Conservative Party candidate in the riding will always win or has won for a long period of time.
Well, I think we saw this election that anything can happen. Apathy is Boring doesn't take a position on any issues around democratic reform. We think it's important to have a dialogue around how our democracy can evolve, but we're definitely not the experts in terms of how it should evolve. So I think young people need to recognize the power that they do have in the existing system. And that's what we're really here to promote, is that what we saw this election is that really anything can happen. And some ridings were won by a very small percentage of votes, and one vote can make a huge difference.
No, yeah, this election also saw the NDP and many young candidates actually get elected to the House of Commons. Now, do you think that will in turn motivate youth that see, you know, the youngest MP ever is 19 years old, turning 20, a first year political science student at the University of Sherbrooke? Will that maybe, if you see him and I don't know if he's able to do some good in the House of Commons, maybe start to motivate more youth?
I think the politics of representation is a little bit dangerous to say that we'll only get involved if we see somebody like us who's elected is problematic, because we just, you know, can't ever see the diversity of Canadians fully represented in the House of Commons. So I don't know if having young MPs will actually mean that more young people will get involved. It really is up to those young MPs to make sure they're connecting with their peers and that they're really engaging with other youth. So it remains to be seen if they do that.
Because there's also the Green Party. Well, Elizabeth May, the leader, got elected, and obviously their issues are very prevalent to youth because they're talking about the environment and maybe even decorum in the House of Commons. Do you see even the Green Party maybe reaching out to youth more?
Well, I mean, I think, again, the Green Party represents only a certain sector of the youth population. There are young people who are on the other side of the political spectrum, and we need to remember that. Young people are just as diverse as their older counterparts, and we need to give youth credit for recognizing that all issues are youth issues. So I think that having a diversity of parties in the House of Commons perhaps will engage more people on it, sort of across the political spectrum. But again, it remains to be seen. It's not just having people as MPs that will really make the difference. It's also the message that they articulate and how many people they're able to reach and kind of stay in touch with during their mandate.
Right, because it's looking like the next federal election will probably take place in 4 years from now. What is Apathy Is Boring going to do in those 4 years to really engage the youth and, you know, make them connect with the democratic process here in Canada?
Well, there are always elections in Canada. There's a bunch of provincial elections this fall, as well as some municipal ones. So we'll be working hard to really engage young people in those electoral processes. And we also really encourage young people to volunteer. We always say that our hardest work begins the day after the election. You can't just expect a young person in 37 days or 36 days to go from being unengaged to wanting to participate in the voting process. It's really something that we have to do all the time, and we have to really make sure that young people feel involved in their community. Democracy is a lot more than voting, and we're really here to make sure that young people know that.
Right. Now, I've seen representatives and volunteers of Apathy Is Boring at concerts, at many places where you find youth. Is that a part of the campaign, is to go where youth are and, you know, try to talk to them about issues and try to get them involved?
Yeah, we don't work on issues specifically, but we try to provide young people with the tools they need to get involved. So again, whether that's to volunteer, to start their own project, to vote. I mean, this is really what it's all about. So yeah, we'll continue going to festivals across Canada and really talking to young people where they are and really getting them involved.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks.